More than 25 active duty officers and crew of the cutters Anacapa and Elderberry call Petersburg home. Lieutenant Peter Vermeer, commanding officer of the Anacapa, spoke at the event, thanking Petersburg for the recognition.
Having come from Washington, D.C. before I showed up here, I was surrounded by government servants. I was surrounded by other federal workers. So it seemed unusual to me that I might deserve some sort of special praise or that we might deserve some special praise. But after reflection and discussion with many of the citizens of Petersburg, I've come to understand that the neighborly respect for the Coast Guard here in Petersburg is born out of missions that have been accomplished across Alaska, past and present.
One of those past rescues was in February of 1994, when the crab boat crew on the 58-foot Angela Marie was saved in Cross Sound. A photo of the boat covered a big screen, while the crowd listened to an emotional Mayday call. "We hear you," the Coast Guard answers. "Repeat your position." Then you hear crew member Pete Erickson again begging for help. "We're going down," he said. "Somebody help us, please." You hear the Coast Guard again, then nothing. Again the Coast Guard, and again nothing. The boat sank within 4 minutes, which skipper Charlie Christensen called a terrifying experience. He said the boat was sinking stern first, so the crew climbed out through the wheelhouse, or skylight.
And got our survival suits that were frozen just about solid, because it was blowing 70 northerly, gusting 100, and wind chill factor maybe 50 below. So it was quite cold.
It was nighttime. The five crew members ripped the suits out of their cases and managed to get them on, except for one person who went overboard with it under his arm. Meanwhile, Christensen tried to stay above the water's surface.
And at that time, the Angela Marie was right underneath me. I got tangled up in its rigging in those big swells and was being pulled underwater. Going to go down with the boat, but it was just enough buoyancy in the boat that when I went down and came up again with that survival suit on, it was just enough to get untangled from whatever lines or rigging I was tangled in.
The crew spent over an hour in the water. Still, Christensen said a lot of lucky things happened after the boat went under. The survival raft popped up right beside the only crew member who wasn't wearing a suit. A Coast Guard helicopter from Sitka found them in the storm. Even Christensen, who was floating away on a piece of decking from the boat. Then during the rescue, the helicopter broke a part that prevented it from hovering, so it had to land back in Sitka like an airplane, which it did safely. The Coast Guard Appreciation Event was sponsored by the Petersburg Chamber of Commerce. Director John Haverlick donned a red neoprene survival suit at the podium.
It's just one amazing story after another, and it's just hard to imagine what these people have done, and you know, thank God they're here with us, and thank you all for coming. We expected about 100, and we have about twice that many.
Attendees watched a six-minute video of the Coast Guard rescuing the crew off the 80-foot Kuprinoff last summer near Cape Fairweather. The crew of the tender boat was on their way from Petersburg to Bristol Bay. Skipper Steve Barry talked back and forth to the Coast Guard in the helicopter.
Water was coming up to the back door. I told everybody, okay, put on your survival suits. This is it.
Like Christensen, Barry recounted lucky scenarios during the unfortunate experience.
That life raft blew right around the bow, went right by Palmer, who couldn't swim. He was the one that jumped in there. He's also the strongest man on the boat. And it drifted back, you know, so he's in the raft, and he picked us all up like drowning kittens as we went by, you know.
Barry implored people in the audience to try on their survival suits and keep their gear in check on their boats. Although he said he wished he didn't have to be up there telling his story, he knows he was just one of a long list of people rescued by the Guard.
I wake up every morning, and I have to realize the boat went down, but my crew didn't.
Coast Guard Cutter Anacapa is an island-class patrol boat. It helps provide search and rescue capabilities in the southeast, as well as conduct ports and waterways security, national defense, and law enforcement. The elderberry is a buoy tender. Its crew helps mark the inside passage, maintaining buoys and lights. Again, Lieutenant Vermeer, commander of the Anacapa.
It's incredibly rewarding to be publicly appreciated like this, and I would address my crew and let them know that it is not like this everywhere. So enjoy it while it lasts. Petersburg is a very special place. Thank you.
It was the first Coast Guard appreciation put on by the Petersburg community. Mayor Mark Jensen said they should consider making it an annual event. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.